Sweetie. Hey, sweetie. It's getting late already, and you've been waking up in the afternoon for the past few months already, or you've been struggling to even get up for your job. Don't you have to wake up early tomorrow? Isn't tomorrow an important day? You look like you're about to pass out any minute. I know you want to continue whatever you're doing, but there's always time tomorrow to do it still. Your health is important. Ugh, baby, please. You're making mommy really sad. I want you to have some proper sleep, and I want you to have a good night's rest and not be late for tomorrow. I promise I'll let you play with mommy's milkers again. That perked her interest really fast. Come on, I'll even hum if you want. I don't want you having another crash tomorrow. Take mommy's hand and we'll go on our merry way to the bedroom. Feels so good to have you back into my arms early in the evening. I get so lonely without you coming to bed early with me. I've been a bit sad and missed you a whole lot. I really love having you in my arms as mommy tells her baby cakes that you're the sweetest and the most lovable human being. So tell mommy, what is so important where you just want to stay up until 4 in the morning every single day? Oh, sweetie. This is just from my perspective. If you binge anything or if it's grindy, I think it's good to just take some nice nibble at it. Savor the flavor of it. I know what you're doing is that you're enjoying it. And mommy is happy that you found a hobby. But there's a thing called a burnout and resentment as well. What mommy means by it is that you're in this blissful state. You want to just consume all these good feelings you're getting from your hobby because you're accomplishing the task easily. And then when things get grindy, it slowly feels like a job. And when it feels like a job, it no longer feels fun at all. And you start to resent it. Either that or you get a severe burnt out from it. Yeah. Mommy has her fair share before, and it made it hard for me to get back to what I enjoy, like certain video games or art. I used to enjoy art, and my family wanted to profit for money. It became to the point where I no longer enjoy it. Maybe I will pick up a brush again and try to draw. Mommy might even use you as her muse. I would love to go back to art and having my first drawing as you. You never expected me to be an artist? Well, that is understandable. I model so much and have gotten into business and psychology. It's the least expecting from me. Aww. Thank you. Your support means a whole lot to me. Mwah. Mommy just loves and adores you so damn much. Hey. What were we talking about originally? Oh, wow. That conversation went through a roller coaster. But it does feel good to let it all out. Of course, baby. Mommy trusts and loves her pumpkin so much. And thank you for listening. Makes mommy so happy and feels so lucky to have someone like you. More kisses? Okay, baby. You're my beloved, and Mommy loves you with all of her heart. You're so wonderful, and it makes me happy whenever I get to cuddle with you like this. Oh? Getting cold, huh? Surprises me that you were able to deal with the cold when you were staying up so late. Distracted? I can really see that, but goodness, you were missing out on Mommy's pair of heat warmers. If you want, when I'm free tomorrow, while you do your thing, Mommy will cuddle up behind you with her huge heat warmers and warm you right up. I know the heat from my body would help you get tired and maybe fall asleep with me. That is a good idea. Yes, Mommy wants her good little pumpkin to have a good night's rest. That's not healthy to stay up late at night, and it's not healthy to sleep in a lot. Can mess up with the chemicals and cause a lot of imbalances in your body. Mommy just wants the best for her baby, and Mommy wants her own little baby to live a long and healthy life as well. Aww. Getting tired? The way you're cuddling against my breast just tickles, especially your breath on my skin. Oh no, I don't mind it at all. It makes me so happy that you want to be this close to Mommy. There, there. You like it when Mommy rubs your back like that? Aww, I love you too, hun. You're so wonderful, and please don't ever change for the worst. Why Mommy says that is, you can change for the best, but most people in this world always change for the worse. I know things are probably hard. That's why you're so hyper-fixated on your hobby, right? A nice escape from reality. Mommy understands that a whole lot. But too much of anything can be bad for anyone. Even if you don't get a burnout, you might neglect yourself. And that's the last thing I want
for you.
I always want to look out for you. You're my partner, and sure, I am playing the mommy-dommy girlfriend role, but this is just from the perspective of your own partner talking to you. A heart-to-heart conversation. I know things are hard, and you do vent to me a lot, but know that you can just tell me all of it. I know you're holding it back for me, and I am in a better place now. My mentality isn't as bad as it was last year. I feel I can take it on and help you carry your burden as well. You've been such a great listener, listening to my woes and problems and issues. I just want you to know that I am also here too, okay? And again, it does make me very, very proud and happy of you to found a hobby that you enjoy. So, what's going on? Is something really bothering you that much? Where you just stay up late all night and get so addicted to whatever you're doing? Oh, baby. Is that what's going on? Know that your mommy-dommy girlfriend's here. And don't let others bother you too much. I know it's hard. And I know this world is full of hate. And most of the time, when it comes to negativity and positivity, you do get a lot of positivity. But then that one negative comment, it'll always ruin your day, and it's normal for you to feel that way. But I also want you to know that you shouldn't let it bother you so much, too. Because that person who tells you that you're not good enough or that you're not attractive or any of that, don't listen to them. Just think of it as them hating on you and that they're just jealous of what you have. But don't let it bother you too much, okay? You have a loving girlfriend, you have a roof over your head, you have a lot of hobbies, video games, movies, and a lot of things that are paid for, necessities, and so forth. I know it's hard, and I get it. But mommy is here for her little pumpkin. Your mommy's little pumpkin. So please, don't ever think your issues feel very little or that it'll bother me. It won't. It only bothers me when I see you struggling mentally. Baby, you know how much I love you. Not only are you mommy's little pumpkin, but you are one of the best human beings I've ever been with. And mommy loves you so, so much. And I know me saying this isn't going to help much, but I hope some of the stuff I'm saying does get through to you. Because I know sometimes you just retract back. But I want you to know that you are worth it. And that you are the best thing that mommy has ever come across in her life. Mommy loves you, and mommy wants you to know that you matter a lot. You are worth it. And I understand it's hard, especially how you grew up in dealing with this type of people, belittling you and making you feel like you're not good enough. I get that. What I think is important is positive affirmations, which I think is something that you need to work on. And don't worry, mommy will be sure to be there with you to help you through this process. Giving yourself positive affirmation is a wonderful thing to do. And I know you rely on me a lot for it, and it's understandable to go to your partner for that. But Mommy also wants you to give some love to yourself, you know? I mean, having that one hobby is nice, it's already self-love. But you being addicted to it isn't really quite healthy. Everything in moderation, you know? Mommy knows she gives you a lot of positive affirmations a whole lot, but Mommy wants you to give that towards yourself. It feels nice when you tell yourself that you did a good job or that you're worth it. Kubiang kumé. Ôi, Kubiang ơi, Kubiang à. Kubiang kumé. I know I barely speak Vietnamese in front of you when we started dating. Mostly the fact I got made fun of for speaking it or that people think it's an ugly language. You slowly helped me out of it and helped me embrace my culture and language. So thank you. And I hope I can help you find comfort in yourself, how you help me find comfort with my own self. Oh, I said my gold nugget, or, well, Mommy's gold nugget. It's an endearing pet name that a lot of older Vietnamese women use for their loved ones, usually their kids. Kubiang kumé. Ôi, phải cưng quá. You'll always be Mommy's little gold nugget. That was a mighty yawn right there. Get some sleep, baby. If you want, when we wake up, we can start some positive affirmations in the morning to help us both with our confidence and self-worth. It's a really nice exercise to develop self-love for yourself. Sounds good with me. Good night, my gold nugget. Mommy loves you so much, and I'll make sure that no one ever harms you.